Module 7. How is wine made? Unit 15. Wine and winemaking. Activity 8.
Hi and welcome. I'm Mark Cork and I'm here in the Il Viticcio winery. Yesterday we talked about the initial stages of the winemaking process, from harvesting to fermentation and clarification. For those who were not here yesterday, this winery was founded in 1950 and is family-run. Its products include Chianti, Vinsanto and Grappa. As you probably know, the final steps in the winemaking process are the aging and bottling of the wine. Some wines are bottled immediately after the clarification process, but most are left to age. Wine can be aged in barrels of oak or other woods, and these wooden barrels impart flavour and aroma to the wine. Different types of wood can affect the types of flavours, as can the age of the barrel itself. Bulk aging is when large quantities of wine are aged together. This type of aging is generally considered best because large amounts of wine are less affected by temperature changes. The quality of wine can be ruined by both heat and sunlight, and it's therefore best to age wine around 13 degrees Celsius, that is 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and in dark places. Different types of wine also require different amounts of aging. For example, a full-bodied red wine needs to age for at least 1 to 2 years, while a fruity white wine only needs to age for around 3 months. After the wine has properly aged, it needs to be bottled. There are now advanced devices for bottling that automate the entire process. Machines sterilize the bottles, standardize the amount of wine per bottle, insert the corks, cover them with caps or foil, attach a label and box them for storage. Some wines are left in refrigerated tanks to ensure their freshness and are then bottled periodically throughout the year to restock.